Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hallelujah. This is the Inspirational Hour of Faith. I am your host, Michael Hill. My co-host is Willie. We are so thankful to be here once again on this wonderful and fabulous Sunday. Thank you for your support. Thank you also for your prayers. Thank you for your participation in this show every Sunday. And we truly, truly are so thankful to be here once again. I'm out and about, trying to get home. Got caught in some bad traffic. They got one of the interstates up here in Illinois shut down right now, and I'm trying to make my way to the house. But we still going to go on and do the show best way we can, the way we can. So thanks again for tuning in. And like I said, we want everybody to participate. We want you all to share your testimony and what God has been doing throughout the week. And I know God has been showing up and showing out in somebody's life tonight. So we want you to share that because that might encourage someone else that might be going through today. So don't hesitate to press the one button. If this is your first time coming on the show, we would like to hear from you or how you heard about the show. And just give it your name and where you're located from. And like I say, we're truly thankful for what God is doing behind the scenes. God is touching so many people across this country with this show. And I'm still amazed at what God is doing, man. I mean, we serve an amazing God, and the things that He do it just baffles me. I don't know about you, but it baffles me. So I'm truly thankful. So let's get started. We're gonna open up the show with a prayer, and then we're gonna go to the phone lines and see what you all have to say today. Father, we just bless you today. We magnify you and we exalt you. You truly worthy to be praised. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, your loving kindness, and even your compassion. We thank you for waking us up this morning and coming by each and every one of our bedsides. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. Father, we ask you to forgive us of any sins that we may have said, done, or even thought of this day or any day in the past. Father, we ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake. Father God, we ask you to show up and show out tonight, Father God, that someone may be set free, someone may be delivered, healed, Father God, and someone may be saved, Father God. We pray for salvation also, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for every family that's represented, every child, every marriage, Father God, that's represented on this show this day, that you will be glorified in the earth realm. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. How you doing, Willie, this day?
Amen. Now, my brother, I see that old devil trying to keep you from your throne now. You got you out and about. You going to be able to make it, Mike? What we got to do? We got to improvise on some stuff. Just let me know what we need to do. We'll stand in the gap for you, brother.
We're just going to go with the flow right now. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to go with the flow. So, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, with that being said, we want to welcome back one of our followers here, been missing a little bit there. Sister Chris, your mic is open. Sister Chris.
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. I've missed
Amen.
You guys for a couple of weeks, but I never will be gone long. But God is truly good. I have some good days and I have some bad, but I won't complain. Because he is the head of my life. And I thank him for blessing you all and for blessing me to be able to what you all are saying. But I've gotten a lot of inspiration from it, and it has helped me a lot. So I just want both of you all to know I love what you're doing. I enjoy what you're doing. And may God continue to work in your life. And with that, I'm going on mute. God bless you, and I love both of you.
Amen. Love you too, Sister Chris. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. And like Mike just said, we got if it's your first time coming on and you want to speak, just hit the one button and I'll see your hand up and I'll let you come on and speak. I see a lot of new numbers out there. I see some numbers out there I don't recognize. So I see we got some new listeners on there. And again, like Mike said, we want to appreciate y'all for coming on and fellowshipping with us. Brother Butcher, your mic is open. Brother Butcher.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Willie. How you guys doing? I'm just calling you to let you guys know that I'm still here and I'm hanging in there. I'm going strong. I got up to stay today and I walked down the hall and came back to my wheelchair and get up and did it again. So I'm definitely
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen. 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 Well, we appreciate you, Brother Butchie. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a
Thank you.
Praise report right there. And that's
Yes, it is.
We praising God and we glorifying God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank
Thank you.
You
for sharing that with us, Brother Butchie. Amen.
You're welcome. And I want to also encourage Willie to keep doing what he's doing, because I know it's hard for him to do it during the week. And I see what he's doing, and I'm containing that. And just keep it up, Willie. You're going to be okay. Be blessed.
Thank you, brother. Like Brother Mike said, amen. Amen. Brother Mike, want to send out props to Sister Emily. I see she went down to Florida and she went to a church. She said she found her church and she enjoyed her church the first day she was there. So God is good for giving her that the blessing that, to find a good church to go to that she enjoyed and that she can continue the fellowship and serve the Lord like he wanted to be served. And with that being said,
amen.
With that being said, Brother Mike, I don't have any more hands up tonight. I don't know if we're being bashful, but we got a lot of new numbers on here I don't recognize. So I'm glad to see that we do have new listeners on here. And feel free to come on in and push the one button. But, okay, here's my one of our favorites. Come on in there, Sister Jen. And you on time tonight, so come on in there, Sister Jen.
Okay. I think it's a setup every time you say that. I just wanted to say that I am very blessed with Emily. We went to church today, and the church that I found that I had been praying about for a while, she really enjoyed it, and people were really nice, and it's only like the second time I've been to this church, and we really enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed having her here and seeing her grow, and we went to the beach after church and just hung out, and then her and her little sister, they cooked dinner for our family, so that was so nice. To seeing the changes that God's made in her life and the direction that she's going in. And I just wanted to offer up a prayer request for Emily's dad. On Wednesday, he's having surgery on his spine, and she's going to go home to be with her dad during that time. So I just want to pray for her safe travels and for his surgery and for that whole family, for healing, and just to for them to see from our examples of what we're doing and the sacrifices that Emily's doing for God to serve him, that they can see the changes in her life and they will want the same things in their life.
Amen.
Yeah, lifestyle is always a testimony to the unbelievers, because, like I say, they're not reading the Bible. They're not. They don't have no relationship with the Lord. So, seeing someone they know, knowing where they come from, and knowing where they at today in God is a testimony within itself. So I tell people all the time, you can be the best witness, better than any Bible that a person may read, better than any story that someone can tell about the Lord Himself. You yourself can be that Bible, and you can be the one, you can be the Jesus that they never met. So that's why I tell you, so it's so important, man. People are watching your walk, they're watching what you say, they're watching what you do, and it's truly a blessing when you can live it in front of someone, and they can believe you more than they can believe the Word of God itself, believe it or not. So we thank God for Emily, and we definitely going to be praying for her traveling and praying for a little Mo as well, as the surgery will be a success.
Amen. Amen, Brother Mike. And Sister Jen took my prayer request away, because I was going to have Emily to come on there and do it herself, but she didn't do it. I was going to do the prayer request and ask for little Mo to have a successful surgery and everything. But I'm going to tell you one thing, Brother Mike. We can say what we want to, and like I said, the devil is still strong, but God does work in mysterious ways, because, like we have heard on this show before, that Lil Mo was an unbeliever. But believe it or not, when I was over there talking to him, he asked me, was we going to do a prayer on the show for him for his surgery. So you can say what you want to. You can be hard-headed if you want to. But deep down inside, God knows what to do, and he's working in mysterious ways. And he asked me, was we going to do a prayer on the show for him? And I told him we was going to do it. And Sister Jen and Emily, thank y'all. Thank y'all. And Mike, keep on doing what you're doing, because it's working, brother. That's all I got to say, it's working. Sister Jen, you got anything else before I go to this next caller, Sister Jen?
No, that's it. I just appreciate y'all. And it takes a lot for me to the bad divorce that we went through. But I know that God is real, and I know that me and Emily Sarah, we got baptized together when we were married, right there in North Augusta. So I know that seeds have been planted in her day And I know that through her testimony and what she does, he will come around again.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Appreciate it.
Right, amen. Amen.
Right on, Brother Mike. With that being said, Brother Charles, your mic is open. Brother Charlie, your mic is open.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, my brothers. How you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Wonderful, 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 Charles. Wonderful.
Good.
Yourself.
Good. I'm great. God is awesome. As you said earlier, he woke me up this morning, allowed me to see another day, and I'm thankful for that because as Mike and I attended a service yesterday, and as the pastor said yesterday, my days behind me are more than my days ahead of me. So, I mean, hey, I just want to keep on giving him the praise and the honor that it, you know, so that he can continue to use me as he sees fit. A lot of us, we have plans ourselves, but do we include God in our plans? You know, I mean, Mike asks us this question all the time: do we include God in our plans and stuff? So, you know, I mean, I ask him to use me every day, and some kind of way he uses me. I don't know how he does it, but he always sneaks in there. And I don't know if I should say sneak, because I know that you don't have to sneak. But I want to thank you guys for having the show. Keep on keeping on. You know, I love you guys. You know, you guys are very special to me. So I'm here listening and learning.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Charles. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for your support, man, your faithfulness. And thank you. I thank you for your relationship with God. You know, we don't, you know, it's truly a blessing to have a friend that has a relationship with the Lord, man. It makes the relationship with that person even greater, knowing that he has a love relationship with Jesus Christ. And, man, it's a blessing. You know, a lot of my so-called associates and acquaintances that I know don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know. And so
to
have a true friend that has that relationship.
Right.
I'm not looking for a perfect friend. I'm looking for a friend to have a love relationship with Jesus Christ. That's been a million right there, you know. And today's society, we don't see a lot of that. We don't see a lot of our friends and associates and acquaintances that's on the same level as us far spiritually. They might not be on the same level maturely spiritually, but just on the same level of having a love relationship with Jesus Christ. So when you come across a person that you're close with and they on the same page spiritually, man, it makes the relationship a lot better. Y'all can sharpen each other. Y'all can talk about the Lord, you know. But when you don't have that type of friendship with a person that's on the same level as you spiritually, you know, it's like a one-sided conversation. So I thank God for your relationship with the Lord, Charlie. I really do, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, too. I appreciate you, man. You know, you and I, you know, we close to being one. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes we have the same thoughts. Sometimes we complete each other's sentences. You know, I mean, they always say those are things that are only supposed to occur in marriage. But when you're on the same page, when you read from the same page, it's kind of hard not to do that.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen to that. Amen.
Okay, Brother Charles. Right then. Brother Mike, I also want to do a prayer request for Brother Damien. We call him Wheelchair. Brother Damien, we call him Wheelchair. He had a birthday. And I know he is glad to just see another day. And you know me, Mike, I must be ADS or AHD or A, whatever. I got some kind of weird stuff. You know, I on the shows, I keep up with a lot of stuff. And between him and Emily, they're the first two people to get on, including before me or you. They're the first two people to sign on. The night Wheelchair, Damien was the first one to sign on, and Emily was right behind him. They usually run neck and neck, one and two, before we even sign on, Mike. So I want to send a special birthday wish out, a prayer for Brother Damien, a.k.a. Wheelchair. And hope you have many more, Brother Mike.
Amen, amen. I definitely thank God. I talked to him earlier today, and I didn't have no idea he was going to be on the show, man. But, you know, he said he had a wonderful birthday.
Oh, Mike, excuse me, Mike. Mike, he's always on the show. I mean, if he ain't on the show, his phone number is. His phone number is always on there, Mike.
Amen. I appreciate that. And like I said, man, he's a good brother. I met him personally. I love his spirit, you know, the spirit that's in him, man. And he's a humble brother as well, you know. So he said he had a wonderful birthday, you know. So that's truly a blessing because he know that God didn't have to spare his life in the situation and in the accident that he had, you know. And he don't walk around with his head bowed down, feeling sorry for himself. He's truly thankful that God allowed him to see this day and spared his life, man. And a lot of people, you know, need to look at his testimony and be encouraged by it. You know, we see so many people that have way more physical being than he do, as far as mobile wise, and they walk around miserable, walk around with their head down, and this brother is confined to a wheelchair, and talking to him on the phone, you would never know it. You would never know unless you see him in person that he was confined to a
Amen.
Wheelchair because he don't
Amen.
Let that wheelchair dictate his emotions and how he act and how he talk, things of that nature. You know, it's not woe me with him. So he encouraged
Praise
me,
the Lord.
You know what I'm saying? And I
Praise
pray
the Lord.
That other brothers Lord, and Mike. Sisters that know this brother will stop complaining. This brother is confined to a wheelchair, and we never hear him complain. I haven't. Believe
Amen.
Me, I don't know about nobody else, but I never heard Brother Keith complain about his situation.
Amen.
You hear people, oh, I don't have a job, and I don't have this, and I don't have this. This brother is confined to a wheelchair, and you would never know it. Talking to him on the phone, you would never know it at all because he never mentioned
Hallelujah.
It, and he never talks about woe me. You know what I'm saying? So I pray that the people that know this brother, let him be of encouragement and inspire you
yes.
to stop complaining
yes.
so much about what you don't have. And that song about being better than blessed, and I know he can relate
yes.
to it, and I can identify it. And if I want to put a face on that song, I will put Brother Keith's face on that song that says I'm better than blessed because there's so many people, you know what I'm saying, couldn't deal with the situation he's with. You know, they can't even deal with a toothache or a finger ache or losing a job. And this man lost his ability to walk on his own 2 feet, and you never hear him complain. So, Brother Keith, I love you. I appreciate you, man, and I thank God that he spared your life so I can meet you, man, because you are a testimony to me, and I know that you're a testimony to other brothers and sisters. They might not tell you. And he might not say it, but I know you are, man. So continue to be encouraged and continue to hold your head up because you ain't got no reason to walk around with your head down, man. You are better than blessed, like the song said. Amen?
Amen. Doggone, Brother Mike. You about to preach right there. You got me over here finna jump up, Brother Mike. Well said, man. Everything you said is a blessing, man. And a lot of people out there should be able to relate to what you just said, Mike. That was a preaching right there in his own. With that being said, we got another brother here that I know is blessed too. Brother Brandon, come on in there.
How you doing, Brother Williams, Brother Mike? How y'all doing this evening?
Right.
Hey, wonderful, Brother Brandon. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's glad to hear y'all's. I want to apologize for last week. I know I wasn't been on, but I was just too busy moving to my new place or whatnot. That took most of my time, but I know I had to try to get on tonight to hear the word. And I went and downloaded last week's episode, and I still didn't have a chance to catch it, but I'll catch up on that, and I'm just looking for the word this evening. And happy birthday, Brother Damien. And like Brother was saying, you never know who's looking at you or listening to you because you have been an inspiration to me to keep striving on too, because at the ground that you walk on. And have a blessed birthday, my brother.
Amen, amen. Thanks, Brother Brandon. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate it. You don't have to apologize for not being on the show. We know if you ain't on the show, we know it's for a good reason. You know what I'm saying? But we're just glad to have you on here tonight, man. You don't owe us no apology because we know the ones that's faithful. When you're not on here, we know it's because of a reason. So you don't owe no apology. We just thank you that you're on tonight, man. So we thank you Thank God for you and your family, man. So continue to allow God to use you, man. And we appreciate you, Brother Brandon.
Amen.
Okay, appreciate right. y'all. Thank you.
All right. Hey, due to Brother Mike's request for the interruption and the noise, as everybody speak, I mute your phone back out. If you got anything to say before we get into his sermon and everything, make sure you hit the one button two times. It'll take you out of the queue and put you back in, and I'll see you still want something to say before Brother Mike get ready for his sermon. So if anybody got anything, they can hit the one button now. If not, Brother Mike, we don't have any more hands up at the moment, and it's on you, brother. God bless you. Brother Mike, did you fall off?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking, and yeah, now I'm here. Yeah, like I said, we ain't going to go too long tonight. I was doing all that talking and forgot to put my phone back on mute. I'm in route trying to get home. I'm like 10 minutes from my house. I got caught up in some real bad traffic. But, you know, I just want to share a few little things just to encourage you all tonight. Yesterday we laid to rest a really good friend of mine. I've been knowing him since childhood. One of his sisters was a classmates in grammar school and high school, and we also all grew up in the same neighborhood. And his older brother was a very inspirational part of my life when it came to working on cars and basically getting into drag racing. His older brother was so. We laid him to rest, man, and I'm telling you, man, this brother, I don't even realize he knew, or his wife or family knew, how many lives he touched in the 51 years he was here on earth. I've never been in a funeral procession, man, that was miles and miles and miles long. I'm telling you, man, it was so many people, man, that came out, man. It was just so amazing that his life, that God was glorified through his life, man. I'm telling you, man, I was like, oh, my. I don't even think the funeral home realized, has seen anything like that. This is a major, major funeral home here up in Chicago. And anybody that passed away, they usually do the service and things of that nature. The chapel probably could have like five or six funerals going on at the same time. That's how big this funeral home is. And to see this brother had on so many people, so many walks of life was amazing, man. I mean, it was so amazing. And I'm telling you, man, God was glorified. You know, even in the midst of us, his home going, God was being glorified, man. And I thank God for his life. I really do. I thank God for allowing him to be a part of my life for all those years. And I know a lot of other people did. And my thing is, you know, the brother was saved. He had a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's truly what was a blessing within itself, and that's why I was rejoicing, because I knew that he was saved. I knew that he had a love relationship with Jesus Christ. So that gave me so much peace and so much joy that he knew God, that he knew God for himself. And man, it's truly a blessing. I'm telling you. And my thing is, my question is to you tonight is, are your insurance policy paid up? Are your insurance policy paid up? And you'd be like, what are you talking about, Brother Mike? What are you talking about, insurance policy? There's a lot of things in life that we insure. We insure our cars, we insure our homes, we have health care insurance. There's a lot of things that we insure. And even we have insurance when it comes to us when we leave here for our families to bury us and for our families to be able to survive, especially for the husbands. When the husbands pass away, the wives and children have money from an insurance policy to be able to survive in the absence of the father. So we put insurance on everything. But I'm talking about the insurance policy of life. I'm talking about your spiritual insurance policy. I'm not talking about the insurance policy that has AIG, Prudential, State Farm, Allstate written on it. I'm talking about the insurance policy that has Jesus Christ written on it. That's the insurance policy that I'm talking about. Are you sure that your policy, your spiritual policy, is paid in full? So if you was to leave here today, that everything is going to be taken care of spiritually, eternal. You know, when my brother was laying in that casket, you know, saying so much was racing through my mind. I suppose had spoken at his home going, but the minister that was in charge of it messed the rotation up. You know, so I was like, you know, it must not have been meant for me to share what God had me, wanted me to share, you know. And I say that all the time. A lot of times, you know, we prepare to do something, but God has something else in store for us. So I was like, it wasn't meant for me to be. It wasn't meant. He mentioned my name in the program, and when it was time for me to minister, he skipped right over me. You know what I'm saying? So God still got the glory in the midst of that. Maybe God wanted him to speak a little longer. I don't know, you know. But my question is to you tonight is, is your spiritual policy paid in full? You know, if you wish to die, where are you going to be? And death is always present. And like the pastor said, like CJ said yesterday, today, the pastor made a point. Our years behind us are greater than our years in front of us. We got more years behind us. The average one is listening on to the show tonight. We got more years behind us than we have in front of us. We don't know when our time is going to be cut. We don't know when our time is up. We don't know that. We don't have no idea. We don't have no clue. What are we doing to prepare ourselves for after we leave here? We do so much preparation while we're here on earth. We make sure that we have an education. We make sure that we have a job. We have a place to stay. We make sure that we provide for our families. We make sure that we have food on the table. We prepare in so many different areas of our life. And my question again is, what are you preparing for your afterlife? Because there is an afterlife. There is a life that you're going to live after you leave here on earth. And my question is your preparation, have you did the proper preparation for your insurance policy in Jesus Christ? Because the Bible is clear. No man comes unto the Father except by him, which is Jesus Christ. Death is always, we've been talking about death so much, man, because I see it every day. I turn on the news and I see it every day, and you all see it every day. And you know, loved ones have been passing away, and we're losing people in the racing community that's passing away. Death is so real. It's real. It is so real. And a lot of people don't like to talk about it. And a lot of people don't want to face reality that death is coming. One day, we don't know when, we don't know how, but death is coming to everyone under the sound of my voice. And you got to make sure, but younger, reasonable doubt, that you have that policy, that eternal policy with Jesus Christ, that if you wish to die, you're going to live eternity with Jesus Christ. Because death is guaranteed. It is guaranteed. You know, my brother that we laid to rest yesterday, you know what I'm saying, was talking fine. He was in the hospital talking fine and was planning on coming home in 2 days. They was going to release him from the hospital. In 2 days, they was going to release him from the hospital because he was doing so well. Then all of a sudden, he took the turn for the worse. He went from going home in a day or so to passing away. Did no one see it coming? No one. His wife was by his side. She was there from the time they admitted him in the hospital for high blood pressure and to the time he passed away. She was there. Didn't have no idea. And all she could say is, why you leave me like this? Did nobody have a clue? I have friends that was talking to him on the phone. Matter of fact, just 15 minutes prior to him passing away, was on the phone with him holding a conversation. Another classmate of mine was on the phone with him, and he said the man was cracking jokes and was talking about me and calling me all out my name, and we was laughing, and because he was a big jokester, like to crack jokes, like to make fun of people, and you know what I'm saying, people that knew him, you know, so he was always making people laugh. He was the life of the party. Jokes, and he was having fun and laughing, and in less than an hour he was dead. You know, it's hard coming. No one sees death coming. The average person that passed away don't see it coming. It's suddenly, it's spontaneously, the Bible says the thief is like a thief in the night. Anybody know anything about a thief? You don't see him coming. All you know, he came and he gone. That's how death is. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. It don't have no warning. It don't blow no horn. It don't say, hey, here I am. Get ready. Here I come. It don't tell us that. It just shows up. And when it shows up, it shows out. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. When our loved ones and on, and we so selfish. When it... we're so selfish when it comes to people we love and care for. We want them to live forever, but they're not gonna live. We're not gonna live forever. We're not gonna live forever. That's why it's so important that you make an impact here on earth. I want my home going to be like Brother Brett was, that people from all walks of life come and celebrate with my family and my loved ones because I had some kind of impact on them while I was here on earth. Yes, Brett made mistakes. Yeah, Brett did not all have it together. Yes, he made mistakes. He had his faults. But let me tell you, he had an awesome impact on so many people, man. I could not believe it. I'm still in awe. And I pray each and every one of us that's on the phone tonight that we will have that kind of impact after we die. Everybody can be your friend while you're here because it might be something that you have or you want or they want. It might be a hidden agenda why they're your friend or why they're your acquaintance, you know. But after you, what kind of impact are you leaving on people once you leave here? Are they going to be saying, man, that was a great brother. That was a great sister. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss her. What kind of impact are you going to have on the ones you leave behind? Or are they going to say, well, I'm so glad he's gone. I'm so glad she's gone. What kind of impact are we having on the people that we socialize with, that we come across each and every day? Do we have a positive impact on their life? Are we going to have a turnout like Brother Brett did that they had to from blocks and blocks and miles away? And I know the people that was on the route of the procession, I know they was probably saying, Who was this person that passed away? Who was this person? We can't even cross the street. This procession is going miles and miles away. Who was this person? Are they going to say that about you? Are people going to come out by the thousands and the hundreds to celebrate your life? If you had a great impact, whether you said hello, whether you helped them, whether you gave them a phone call, whether you gave them a hug, some kind of shape, form, or fashion, you had some kind of impact on their life. Are they going to say those great things about you? Are they going to be celebrating with your family? And my brother laid there, and all I can say, man, he had an impact on so many people's lives. I said, man, it was people that I haven't saw, man, since grammar school that came out. I said, man, he brought us all together. His death brought us all together in one place. His death was not in vain because he had an impact on so many people's lives. So many people's lives that he had an impact on. what kind of impact are you having on the people that know you? Or they say, man, I can't stand him. I don't like him. I don't like her. Are you having a positive impact on the people that you know? Or everything they say about you is negative. There's nothing good about you. Yes, we're not going to, everybody ain't going to see eye to eye with us. Everybody ain't going to like you. Everybody ain't going to love you. But are the majority of the people that you know going to have a positive outlook on your life? Say, you know what? That brother was a good brother. That sister was a good sister. I remember this. I remember that. Are they going to have great memories of you and them? And my question again, is your spiritual policy paid in full? Jesus has given it to us. He has given it to us free. It didn't cost us nothing. All we have to do is accept it, believe it by faith, and it's yours. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to do backwards flips. You don't have to sell nothing. You don't have to buy nothing. All you have to do is accept this free gift. It's free. Just accept it. Just accept it. Jesus spared your life for a reason. You look around, we see so many people passing away, and you say, man, I'm so thankful that I'm still here. I'm thankful that I'm still here. Because God didn't have to spare your life. He didn't have to spare your life. All the things you've been through, he didn't have to spare your life. But because he has a plan and a purpose for you, that's why he spared your life. That's why he woke you up this morning. Do you know how many people that didn't wake up this morning and laid down last night? You know how many people that had birthdays today that did not wake up to celebrate that birthday? Man, we are better than blessed, like the song say. We are better than blessed. And you need to realize that and stop taking life for granted. Stop taking life for granted in the aspect that God's supposed to wake you up this morning. You're supposed to live till you're 100 years old. You're supposed to live, see another day tomorrow. You don't supposed to do nothing. We have to stop taking life for granted, man. Stop taking the life is so precious. It is so precious. You can have it today and you can lose it tomorrow. Do not take your life for granted. And don't take other people's life for granted. Be thankful. Thankful. The pastor say, our latter days are greater than our former days. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The days ahead of us is way less than the days behind us. Man, that was a powerful statement he made. Especially the ones that's in their 50s and 60s. You got more days behind you than you do in front of you. Don't take this life for granted. Please don't take it for granted. Be so thankful. No matter what your situation may be, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you may be faced, no matter what they may say, man, just be thankful that God allow you to see this day. We're talking about brother Keith. You know, he celebrated another birthday. God didn't have to allow him to see another birthday. He didn't have to allow him to see yesterday. He didn't have to do it. But the brother is thankful and grateful, even in spite of his situation physically. Brother Butchie, you know, he said, you can hear it in his voice that he was able to get out of his wheelchair and walk down the hallway and walk back. This brother had a massive stroke, couldn't walk at all, couldn't talk at all. And look what God is doing through him in his life right now. Thankful for it. Brothers like Butchie and brothers like Keith, you know what I'm saying, will give us a looking at those brothers will give us a different outlook about life. It will allow you to be more thankful and grateful for the life that God has given you and blessed you with. When we see people in wheelchairs, we see people bedridden, we see people that can't feed themselves, can't clothe themselves, can't do the things that we are blessed to be able to do. And a lot of us, we take it for granted. We take it for granted. So I pray that the things that I said today has encouraged someone, you know, that it was an encouragement to someone, because it's an encouragement to me to see these two brothers and to see my brother Brett who passed away, to see their lives, man. It just encouraged me to be more thankful, to be able to be more grateful to God for all the things that He has done, doing, and going to do in my life. It really does. It really does. Takes my gratefulness and my thanksgivingness to a new level, to a higher level in God. The Bible said that God takes us from faith to faith, to glory to glory. And looking at these living testimonies has increased my faith walk in God. You know, I know they don't hear this often, you know what I'm saying, but they life is a miracle within itself, because God didn't have to spare those two brothers. I pray that they don't mind me using them as a testimony, but God didn't have to spare those two brothers. He spared their life for a reason, so the world can see God through their lifestyles, through their situations, through their circumstances. If you really look at those brothers, you can see God through them. You can see God through their life. And if you look at your life real closely, you can see God through your life. When you look back down through the years, how God has spared you from so much, how God has delivered you from so much, whether you were strung out on drugs, whether you was an alcoholic, whether you was a whoremonger, whether you was a thief, whether you was a murderer, whatever you were that God delivered you from, your life is a testimony within yourself, that alone should encourage you to be so thankful and so grateful for the life that God has given you, even in spite of whatever may be going on in your personal life, the things that you may be lacking of. One thing you are not lacking of is breath in your body, and that alone should allow you to be so thankful and so grateful. So I pray that the things that I said today has encouraged someone. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Father God, for the words that were spoken. We thank you for the meditation of my heart, Father God. Father God, if I offend anyone, I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for salvation. I pray for deliverance, Father God. I pray that you would encourage someone on tonight, Father God, that not to take life for granted, that cherish the life you allow them to have here on earth, Father God, to live their life to the fullest, every minute, every hour, and every second of the day, because life is not guaranteed to neither one of us. So, Father, we thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Father God, we bless you and we magnify you and we exalt you. Father, we thank you for Brother Keith Watkins, Father God. We thank you for Damien, Father God, for allowing him to see another birthday. Even in spite of his physical situation, you allow him to see this day. And, Father God, we thank you that you will continue to be glorified through Brother Keith in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for allowing him to be a living testimony, Father God, a living testimony to each and every one of us that know him, Father God, to his family and to his loved ones, that all his needs will continue to be met. Father, I know he might have aches and pains sometime. He might have bad days sometime, Father God, in his physical being. But, Father God, I pray when those days that you will continue to motivate him, Father God, and you will continue to give him the peace that surpasses all understanding, that the joy of the Lord will continue to be his strength. Father, we thank you for Brother Butchie. Father, we thank you for allowing him to be able to walk, Father God. Allow him to be able to speak, Father God, again. So, Father God, we pray that he will continue to be that testimony in the earth realm to us and his family and his loved ones, Father God, even to the people that don't that don't even know him personally, Father God, that may come in contact with him, that he will continue to be a living testimony in Jesus' name, that God will be glorified through him and Brother Keith's life, Father God, and everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice as well. We pray for Sister Emily, Father God, that you would give her traveling mercies back to Augusta. We pray, Father God, you would camp the angels of war and protection over her vehicle, that no incidents or accidents, no car trouble, Father God, no bad weather, Father God, no animals crossing in front of her, Father God, that you would deliver her to Augusta safely. You would keep her safe and return her back to Florida safe. Father God, we pray for a little more, Father God, that no weapon formed against his body should prosper, that every tongue that rise up against him in judgment shall be condemned, and we counsel every assignment that may try to come against him, oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, that you will be glorified through his surgery, Father God, that you will give the doctors and the nurses the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding, Father God. You will guide their hand, Father God, and they will continue to be focused, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, you said you took all his infirmities and you bore his sickness, and by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he's already healed. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for a little more. We thank you, Father God, for a speedy recovery. We thank you for a successful surgery, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will continue to draw Mo and his wife closer to you, Father God, that you will be glorified through little Mo and his wife, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, even behind the scenes, even the things that he don't understand, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you will continue to be glorified in Jesus' name. Father God, I lift up my wife's friend, Nicole, Father God, who had surgery as well, that you will continue to heal her body, Father God. You will continue to touch and deliver her, Father God, in Jesus' name. You will continue to give her the peace that surpasses all understanding, that the joy of the Lord will continue to be her strength. Father God, we thank you for Sister Nicole, Father God, in a special way. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing even behind the scenes in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for my father-in-law, Father God, who had knee surgery. Father God, you will continue to heal him, Father God. You will continue to comfort him, Father God. You will continue to make a way out of no way, Father God. You will continue to give my mother-in-law peace, Father God. You will continue, Father God, to give her strength, Father God, in the midst of my father's recuperating from his knee surgery, Father God. Father God, you will continue to minister to him and her, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will be glorified, Father God, in spite of, you will continue to be glorified through his recovery, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for my co-host. I thank you for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for the growth, Father God. I thank you for allowing him to girdle his tongue and watch the things that he say, Father God. He's been doing a wonderful job with that. But I know it's the power of God that dwells in him. So, Father God, I ask you to continue to strengthen him in any area of weaknesses, Father God, he's struggling with, Father God. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, Brother Charles, Father God. I thank you for allowing him to be a friend of mine. I thank you for his relationship with you. I thank you for his family, his children. I thank you for his grandchildren, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for every listener, Father God. I thank you for Sister Chris. I thank you for my mom. I thank you, Father God, every one that's associated with the racing community. I lift them up, Father God. I pray that 2017 will be a greater year for the racing community, that you will be more glorified in 2017 than you was in 16, Father God. Father God, we thank you for a hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you for a hedge of protection even in advance, Father God, for 2017, that you will continue to be glorified in the earth realm through the racing community, Father God, that more and more people, Father God, will continue to call on the name of Jesus Christ, not when they're in trouble, but, Father God, when they're not in trouble, Father God, you will continue to be glorified. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God, for showing up and showing out in a mighty way in spite of, Father God. We thank you for Brother Brandon. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for his children, Father God, his wife, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen.
You got to move. When the Lord get ready, you got to move. to move.
You got 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 to move.
When the Lord
get ready.
You got to move.
You got to move. You got to move.
You got to move.
You got to move.
You got to move.
Amen. You got to move. Brother Mike, I cut that off short, and tonight we have a short series, like you said. But Brother Mike, it's something that keeps asking me to ask you this question. Brother Mike, and I, could you indulge with me a little bit? Can I ask you this question?
Yes, 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 you can, Brother Willie. Go ahead.
Okay, now, I heard lots of people as I was growing up saying, we're all God-fearing children, or we're all God-fearing men. Now, with that being said, Mike, I don't understand. I didn't understand that. But I'm going to relate this to Lil Mo. And what I'm saying like that, you know, we have heard that Lil Mo maybe didn't believe in prayer. He wasn't brought up in the church and that. But now, Lil Mo asked me, like I told you earlier, that was we going to say a prayer for him. Now, is that him reaching out to be a part of God or to say he's coming around to see the light? Or what does that really mean, Brother Mike?
Well, what that mean, Willie, is that a lot of time people know the way to go. They know that God is the way to go, but because of immaturity in God's word, you know what I'm saying, it seems like they don't have a relationship with God. They don't know nothing about God. But I tell you one thing is that as a person grow maturely, as they grow as they mature in God, they can then you start seeing different things come out of them. Like you say, we might have thought a little more, like you heard Jen say that him and her Lil Mo got baptized together when they was married. So that lets you know that he do acknowledge God. He might not have been practicing it or living it, you know what I'm saying? But it was in him. And a lot of times certain situations and with certain people will bring that what's in him out of him. You know, him seeing Emily, you know, he see Emily or what God is doing through Emily's life. A light then clicked on and brought him back to the place where he started out with her mom, for them going and getting baptized and going to church and things of that nature. You never know. Sometimes it takes a situation to bring a person back to reality when it comes to God. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that is. It was in Lil Mo. A lot of people probably never knew that. Because, you know what I'm saying, did you know that Lil Mo and Emily's mom got baptized? Did you know that part?
Yes, I knew that.
Okay, so you knew that, but a lot of folks, other folks probably never knew that, you know what I'm saying? So he do acknowledge God, you know what I'm saying? He just probably wasn't living it or things of that nature, but sometimes it take other people like Emily. Situations, the Inspiration Hour show, praying on your show, hearing people talk about God a lot around him, you know what I'm saying, will bring that's in him out of him. So that's all that is. That's all it is, you know what I'm saying. So as people continue to live it in front of him, and he can see God really moving through the people that he know and love, you know what I'm saying, it makes him start saying, you know what I'm saying, maybe I need to go ahead and get my life back right with God. Maybe I need to start doing what God wants me to do. You'd be surprised that the people that he surrounds himself with, if they on that type of page spiritually, it'll bring that out of him and make him want to cry out to God, want prayer and things of that nature. Because it probably was at a time that Lil Mo never asked nobody for prayer. Now all of a sudden he's asking people for prayer. Why? Because maybe because of Emily, maybe because of you. Maybe because of your show, he hear people, the guys praying on your show. We never know what would take for a guy to get back right with God. You know what I'm saying? So many situations in life would allow that to happen in a person's life to bring them into the knowledge of Jesus Christ again.
Amen, brother. Oh, I appreciate it, Brother Mike. We don't have any hands up, so we don't have no takeaways. So, Brother Mike, if you want to, and I know you, like I said, you was in transit. And I don't know if you made it home. I hope you have, but if you haven't or whatever, you can go ahead and give us a prayer to close us out, and we can go ahead and we can end this one tonight, Brother Mike. I appreciate you, man, and I love you.
Amen. Appreciate you as well. I made it home, and like I said, it's truly a blessing, man. When anybody wants to ask for prayer, that means they do acknowledge that prayer works, because you ain't gonna ask for something that you don't think gonna work. So for anybody to ask for prayer, two things they do know: they know God is real, and they know prayer works. You know what I'm saying? So you a person that don't know, that don't think prayer works, ain't gonna ask for it. You know,
Brother Mike.
Go ahead.
Brother Mike. Now it came about because me and him was just over there together, just me and him by ourselves, and we was talking about the surgery and everything, and I asked him, I said, "You scared?" He told me he was scared. So I mean, you know, two people talking like that, the old me would have told him, I'd have probably made a joke about it and didn't laugh about it, but we were sitting down talking, and it was a serious talk, and I was looking at him, and I could tell, you know, he said he'd never been through nothing like this, and he said he was scared, and then he said, "Well, what are we going to do a prayer for him?" I said, "Yeah, we're going to do a prayer for you." Yeah.
Amen, and he probably... The old Willie, he probably wouldn't admit that he was scared in front of you, because he figured you probably was going to, you know, make a joke out of it. But the new Willie,
exactly.
he felt comfortable and to tell you the truth. So your growth allows certain things to come out of him. You know what I'm saying? You being who you are today allows certain things to come out of him, because the old Willie, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't have got a little more to say, "I need prayer, I'm scared." You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't be able to say those things in front of you, because he knew how you probably would have took it different. But the new Willie allowed that to come out of him. That's why I say our lifestyle and who we are so important, man, and so important. You know what I'm saying? People come to you and ask you certain things now that they wouldn't do 3 years ago or 2 years ago, because they see the new person in you. You see what I'm saying? So Lil Mo would never ask you that question. He would have never confessed to you that he was scared and he need prayer, because he knew that the old Willie would have laughed at him, made a joke, and told everybody about how he was scared and things of that nature, and not been sincere about his well-being. So he sees that, and that's what's making Lil Mo ask for prayer and acknowledging God in his own way, you know what I'm saying, and it's on his mind, you know what I'm saying, that God is real, because he see it. He knew how Emily was a year ago. He knew how you was a year ago, and to see what God is doing through you all's life, you know what I'm saying, he sees that. He might not say it, but he sees it, man, and it's having an effect on his life. Trust me, it's having an effect on
Brother
his
Mike,
life, because if it, huh?
Brother Mike, I didn't mean to stop you, but I meant to stop you because you've been saying it so many times, and the reason I'm stopping you is because, like I said, we did do a short show tonight, but it keep bothering me, and you always said it's God's show, and whatever way he push you to go, that's the way to go. So I'm finna make it real plain to some of the people out here, and I'm gonna break it down for some of the listeners out here. To be in real life, Brother Mike, and I'm gonna put you on the hot seat right quick. It ain't gonna be long, Brother Mike. What makes a good comedian? What makes a good comedian, Brother Mike?
A good comedian is a good comedian. It makes a good comedian have good jokes. Have jokes that everybody gonna laugh at.
All right, I'm finna tie this together. I'm gonna say that now. What you said is right, but I'm finna tie it together. The same thing that makes a good comedian makes a good preacher, and what makes a good preacher and a good comedian is they preach and joke. If a comedian jokes and a preacher preaches on real life situations. And Brother Mike, once you can preach on real life situations, we can all relate to it. I appreciate you taking the time out to explain stuff to me that I didn't understand, Brother Mike. I love you again, and take over the show, brother.
Amen. 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 Like I said, I'm just a vessel, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm truly just a vessel that I allow God to use me, man, and any way he fit to use me, you know what I'm saying? I just yield my vessel for him to use, man, and I, like I said, I'm just so thankful that he chose me to be able to do the things that I'm doing, because he could have chose anybody, man. You know, he could have chose anybody. You know, when you look at David in the Bible, when you look at Moses, when you look at Elijah, you know how God just chose them, you know, and God wants to use each and every one of us, but we got to be willing. We got to yield our vessel for God to use us. God is a great God, He's a God that's not going to override your will. He's a God that wants to use you to bring glory unto his name. And there's so many people that each and every one of us can reach and have an impact on that. But we got to yield our vessel for God to be able to use us to be able to touch someone. Because you never know what a person going through, man. Life will hit you square in the mouth. You can see a brother or sister today, they laughing and joking and have the biggest smile, have a Kool-Aid smile on their face, but deep down inside, they are so depressed, and they'll leave you and go home and commit suicide, and you would never know that they was depressed because they never displayed it on the outward, you know. So we never know what a person going through, man, because a person is laughing and joking, and you think they got it going on. They living in a nice house, got a great job, good family. You still don't know what a person is going through, man. You never know. So that's why we can't take this life for granted, man. Anybody you come in contact with, man, just tell them you love them, and you love them with the love of Christ, you know. And a brother told me the other day, make a long story short, he said, when the first time you told me you love me, man, I said, wow. He said, man, I ain't never had nobody tell me they love me, you know. And this was year, this was like two years ago, I think it was. And he just not telling me this this week, you know, that impacted his life so much to know that another brother loved him and was able to love him enough to tell him that he loved him, because he never heard that come from another brother before. And me and Charlie, we tell each other all the time, and me and you tell each other all the time, we love you. I love you, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Because that keeps us going, man. That keeps us doing what we're doing, knowing that there's somebody out there that cares about us, you know. So I just encourage you all, man, to keep doing what you're doing. Let God use you. You know, God's not looking for a perfect person, because he ain't going to find one. Not on earth, he ain't. Maybe when we get to heaven, we will, but not on earth. We ain't going to be perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to fall short. But the thing is, man, don't let our lifestyle be a hindrance from somebody coming into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. No, don't do it, man. Please don't do it. Don't be that excuse that they use why they don't have nothing to do with God. Don't be that excuse. Let them have another excuse. Don't let it be you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the excuse be you. Let it be somebody else or something or someone else. But don't let it be you. So I encourage you all, be blessed. I pray everybody have a blessed and prosperous week. Keep everybody up in prayer. Keep the show up in prayer. Keep all the listeners up in prayer. We're going to continue to pray for you as you continue to pray for us. And you all have a blessed and fantastic week. And we appreciate you. I mean, we really do appreciate you. And we can't say it enough, man. I say it so much because that's how much it this show means to me. But most of all, you all mean more to me than this show does. To take time out of your schedule to listen to me as well. So thank you all. Thank you. And we praise God for you as well.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. Amen, everybody. I'm going to play this little song and we're going to get on with it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, by you, Lord, and you only, Lord. Glory be to your name. Lord,
yes.
We magnify you. Lord, we exalt
yes.
you, and we lift you up, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for what you're
yes.
doing, Father
you.
God. You are greater than we ever can be, Father God. Father
yes.
God, you said you would never leave us nor forsaken us, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, that we could cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. Lord, we thank
yes.
you right now for being God and
Hallelujah.
God all by yourself, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us, Father God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord. We thank you for being the healer. We thank you for being the provider. We thank you for being the doctor. Thank you for being the lawyer. Lord, we glorify
Hallelujah.
You and magnify you. We thank you for
Hallelujah.
What you're doing, Lord. We thank you for all the miracles and signs and wonders that we see through other brothers and sisters' lives, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue. We thank you for dying on a cross. We thank you for being buried and rose again with all power in your hands on the third day.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we glorify you. We magnify you. And we exalt you, Lord. We ask you to do a new thing through this show, Father God. We pray for salvation. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus
yes.
Christ, Father God. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Let everyone say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.